Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the status of the construction on the new tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville? Let's go in depth with Mayor Brian Hatch and Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, Cassie Pearson. Well, I see a lot of progress has been made at the skate park and at the tennis courts. First, this is an interesting and maybe unique collaboration between the city and the school district. Can you explain what's happening with this, Brian?
Yeah, this has been a great thing. The city, from our perspective, we couldn't be happier with the school. They've been wonderful to work with, a great partner for us, and we appreciate that greatly. We got together several months ago. We needed to get together several months ago because of the tennis court situation. They were in bad shape. Everybody knew that. We needed to do something. What were we going to do? How are we going to fix it? So we had a unique opportunity with the school being one of the primary users of the tennis courts, that we sat down together and said, how can we make this happen? And fortunately, the school had had room in their budget to make things happen. We didn't on the city side, but we had ground available. So we tried to work out a deal, and the school was nice enough to say, hey, we can take on some of this budget-wise if you guys can provide the ground for us, and what a great deal. So I was happy to partner with them, and we're here now. So we're working on it. The tennis courts are going up, and it was a great location. It made sense. We got the skate park moved over to the Youngs Park area, which I think will fit in great there, and it moves the tennis courts closer to the high school, which I think is a good thing for the high school students using that. So I just think it was a win-win for everyone.
Well, on the tennis courts, it makes a lot of sense over there in the sense that the tennis team can just walk across the street, and I presume people from the rec center can use the tennis courts as well, or maybe the general public. How does that work?
It does. They are public courts and city-owned, so they'll be available to anyone in town who wants to play, with the exception of when we have our tennis season going on. Practice after school will be reserved for the high school kids and their team to get their practices in, and then there's going to be a few meets that we host, and those will be posted and well-publicized so that the community knows when the courts will kind of be off-limits for public play. But any other time, I think the hours on the signs are going to be about 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. They will have lights on the courts, so people will be able to play after dark, but they will also automatically shut off at 10 p.m., so that doesn't become an issue for people who live in the area either. And we are so excited. Having it close to the rec center and to the high school, one of the hopes is that we'll be able to really encourage our children, our students, into learning more about tennis, and maybe more of the kids will take that on as a lifelong sport to keep their health and well-being up. And with the rec center, I think they're looking into possibly offering some lessons and other things because it will be convenient for people who are going to the rec center for workouts and other things. When the weather's nice, they might choose to go outside and do a tennis workout and learn more about that game.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville with Mayor Brian Hatch and Superintendent of Schools, Cassie Pearson. I don't know why, but in my head, the different settings make it sort of like it could be more of a spectator sport, too, in the sense if we've got a big tournament, maybe people will come out and watch.
Yes, and we think there's going to be additional parking around the area because we've got the high school parking lots and we've got the rec center parking lots. We also, though, the way we design the courts, there will be four courts with kind of an alleyway in between, and we will actually have bleachers. So people will not have to bring their chairs. They will not have to sit outside of the outer fence. They'll be able to sit in a great location, be able to see the courts very well, and And potentially in the future, there's going to be some other amenities that we can add to that location for hosting tournaments, whether that's a city tournament or a school tournament.
I mean, tennis draws big crowds in a lot of different places. It's a popular sport. There's no reason that we can't get some fans to turn out for meets or...
Exactly. And, you know, tennis is generally during the season where the weather is beautiful and people like to be out and about. So we're hoping in that location, too, folks will notice that there's something going on and feel free to stop by. And that might even help as we start to build our crowds.
Well, and this might help the rec center, too, in the sense that people might want to come out and play tennis and they'll use the rec center and see some of the other opportunities the rec center has to offer for them, for their kids. It seems like a win-win for the rec center, too.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the rec center. We're really excited. I know Brandon's excited out there. In fact, we've got, while they're working on the tennis courts, they're working on a sidewalk that will tie the tennis courts around to the front of the rec center area, which will bypass the playground area, and we're in the middle of updating that playground area. Now that we've got soccer fields out there, new tennis courts, basketball court going in, we couldn't be more excited about drawing more people in out to the rec center area and giving them something to do. So we thought it would tie in well to update the playground area. They have small kids that want to have something to do. We'll just have a nice new playground for them to play on. So exactly as you said, it's just a great opportunity for the rec center, and we're really excited.
Well, when there's activities there, you know, soccer matches and stuff like that, it's a fun atmosphere. It's almost like a festival.
It is, and it can be tough trying to find a place to park within two blocks when you have a soccer game going on Saturday. There's just all kinds of people there, and it is really fun. You get to see a lot of kids out there playing, brings a lot of families in, grandmas and grandpas, everybody's there. So it really is a fun community atmosphere.
More in depth. After this. I continued my conversation about the new tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville with Mayor Brian Hatch and Superintendent of Schools Cassie Pearson. Well, and where are we with respect to the tennis courts? It seems like a lot of progress has been made.
It has. You know, we did have quite a bit of rain in June, and so that held us up just a little bit. But at this point, the concrete is going to be going in. The asphalt's finished. The concrete's going to be going in this week. And then in about a week and a half, they'll start putting the top surface on the tennis courts. The fencing company will come in, and we are looking at having a completion date between August 1st and August 10th. So we are within, you know, a few weeks here of having everything completed. That includes all the dirt work being pushed back to where it belongs and the grass seeded. So within the next probably 10 days, there will be some signage put up. They, of course, are called the Joel Tonda Tennis Courts, and we're excited about that. And we've got a beautiful sign that is going to let people know that that's the name of our courts and a little bit of history with Joel. And then as soon as the full fence goes up, the additional signage of all of our state tournament tennis players and our conference champs will go up as well.
And Joel Tonda being the longtime successful tennis coach at Knoxville.
Yes, and we're hoping Joel's going to continue to do maybe a few private lessons in that area as well. You know, we're so pleased that he is still in our community and still very, very active and huge supporter of our tennis program. Definitely has built a great foundation for us, and it just keeps getting better.
Well, it seems like this has been really fast. I mean, it seems like you just really got the plans laid out, and now it's almost a reality.
You know, this started probably last July, so it's been right at a year, and we did have to increase our PEPL during the school board election last September. So as soon as that vote occurred, it seemed like we tried to hit the ground running, get all the design work done, be ready to bid it out. And as soon as the weather got decent in March, they were tearing down the skate park and doing a little demolition so that they could get started on building. And for the most part, with the exception of a little bit of rain in June, it's gone really smoothly.
And what's the status of the skate park?
Yeah, so the skate park is currently under construction. They are wrapping up all of the underground work right now, electrical, sewer, that's in. You can drive by and see now they're bringing dirt in and bringing the project up to grade. Hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll start seeing a little bit of concrete being poured for the storage building. So you'll start to see here in the next month or so some actual construction that you can really see. Everything else right now has been underground, but they're getting close. They're getting close to grade, which will mean they'll start doing a lot of the above ground work here shortly. So things will start to happen.
And there'll be new restrooms?
Yes. Yep. New restrooms, new shelter area, and then there'll be a storage facility for all of the maintenance things for the ball fields and stuff like that out there.
Yeah, it'll be storage for staff to maintain the...
Yep, for tractors and things like that to work on the fields and just general maintenance things, yep. Along with, obviously, the skate park and then a playground area next to the skate park for kids.
A new playground area?
Yep, there'll be a little climbing playground area there just next to the skate park.
Okay, and then that'll work in well with the, that'll be a little bit closer, say if parents need to be watching their kids. If they've got their older kids at the skate park and littler kids playing and the parents can watch.
Yeah, that's what we thought. And we have the playground area on the what we call the Young's North Park up there, but it's just a little ways away, so we thought it'd be nice to have something close by if people were there wanting to keep their young kids there. It's not as in-depth as the Young's North playground area, the Miracle Playground, but it'll just give the kids something to do there close by if other kids are out there skating.
And I understand the Miracle Playground's done or almost done?
Near complete, yes. The last phase, they're putting it in, some landscape work to go. That's been a huge blessing. We love that park. It just gets used every time I'm out there. I see kids out there playing on it. So that's been a great addition to the park, and we can't wait for that to completely get finished. Just the landscaping needs to be done, and that thing will be wrapped up.
Wow, these are exciting projects. Things are looking great in Knoxville. Lots of progress. Does the community see it that way? Do people really know, the magnitude of these events, the significance of them?
I think they do. There's a lot of, I would say, synergy and high energy kind of momentum going right now. And, the other project we really haven't mentioned is the library project as well. So it's exciting when you can drive down Highway 14 and see construction and park area being developed. You can drive by the high school and see those tennis courts and basketball court going up. Driving downtown then and seeing the library getting really a huge renovation. And again, that was a city school partnership as the current library relocated to one of our elementary buildings during this construction project. And then the city will take that building over afterwards and decide if it can still be useful to the any city programs as the new library opens. It just has that feeling in town that we are here to serve the folks who live here and we want to have a great quality of life. And that's what all of these projects are for.
Anything to add?
I echo what she said. She did. Well said. I really do hope people recognize it. We've all been working hard and striving for that, to give people something to be proud of. We're all working hard to make Knoxville as great a place as it can be, something we can all be proud of and enjoy. And I really truly hope people out there recognize that.
Thanks to Brian Hatch and Cassie Pearson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.